Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Today, a spicy Christmas. We'll be sharing our Christmas gifts later today.
Spicy.
You can keep the gift or you can trade it in for one of the packages I have in front of me. There's luxury inside these packages.
Ooh, I
it's
like
definitely
luxury.
An upgrade. But in a couple of these, a spicy Christmas, it's those you eat it so hot it's going to like hurt you. There's the spicy gummy bear, the spicy chip, the spicy... It could be real bad, but it could also be luxurious.
Ooh.
It'd be real good. Yee. So we'll do that coming up today. Let's start the show, though. Eddie, my friend, you were up first. Here he is, our video producer. Producer Eddie. Hey, 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 hey.
Bones, check your phone. I just sent it to you, but I had to get proof of what I saw again. And I hate to do this to Lunchbox. He sits right next to me. I see all kinds of things on his computer screen.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, this is every day, Bones.
Oh my god.
I look over and Lunchbox is scrolling looking at bikini pictures. I'm like, dude, we're in the middle of the show. We're trying to work. And now, look, I'm human. I'm a man. I look over, I'm like, oh my gosh, what's he looking at? And so it distracts me. I'm trying to do my work. Something's gotta be addressed here, Bones.
Yeah, Lunchbox is looking at I feel weird just looking at it right now, what he was looking at.
Yeah, why were you looking at it?
Must have been a news article. I don't know what I was looking at. I haven't seen it.
Do you see, Bones, how he scrolls up and then back down and then looks at it again?
Yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like naked girls on your computer.
No, it's not naked girls.
No, I mean, basically.
Almost.
It's swimsuits, but you can see through them.
Is that my fault? If the news puts it out, that's news.
You're not on CNN or Fox News. You're not on ABC, NBC, CNET. That's not the news.
Maybe he's on, like... UPI odd news?
Boobynews.com.
Sorry if it has a hottie.
You know what? I'm in the Christmas spirit. I'm not going to address it right now.
Okay.
Thank you, Eddie, for sharing that.
Yeah, man.
Delete from my phone. Because I don't need to have that on my phone. Okay, up next. I don't know what he's looking at right now. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Guys, Eddie has got to stop.
Oh, here we go.
With this stupid football that he's carrying around. He went to the Cowboys game this past weekend, and he got a football. And now he thinks he's a football player.
He does carry around everywhere.
And
he's walking
around the hall and he just throws it at people. And he's like, always got to pay attention when you're on the field. Like, we're not on the football field. Or he carries it and he bumps into you and goes, yep, bounce off that tackle. And I'm like, we're not playing football. And he's been doing it all week. Like, when is this going to stop?
They stole his ball during the game.
Oh, my God.
So what happened was Matt Overton, who plays for the Cowboys, who was our intern for a while, he comes over and we're talking with him. He's fully padded up, helmet. We're just hanging out with him before the game on the sideline. And he gives Eddie one of the balls. But
like the ball boy thinks Eddie stole the ball and takes his ball from him and puts it in the bag. And he's like, no, they're fighting over a ball.
Yeah, I had to tell him, like, hey, a football player gave that to me. He goes, which player? I'm like, Matt Overton. He's my buddy. And he's like, ugh, and he threw me the ball. He thought I was lying for sure.
But Eddie walks everywhere with a ball now.
And he acts like he's playing football. Like, can we stop?
I like it.
Thank you,
hey,
Buzz.
Hey, new year, though, we calm it down.
Well, when the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, I'll never bring it again.
I'll tell you what. You can keep that ball and bring it and do that every day until the Cowboys lose a game. As long as they're winning.
Okay, I'll take it.
Okay, good deal.
Oh, my God.
Good deal. I like it. I'm here.
Thanks, Bones.
I'm here. You're here. Lunchbox is here. We're all good.
Yeah, we're here.
We're happy. Cowboys win. Eddie gets to keep the
ball.
All right, up next, here she is. Amy, everybody.
Amy!
Guys, I'm gift card rich. Oh. This is so exciting. I decided to go through a bunch of my purses and wallets, and I found 4 gift cards. 2 to this clothing store, 1 to Target, and then 2 to a spa that have been gifted to me over time that I guess I forgot about in this one wallet. Booking a massage. Like, I'm so excited, but this is just a PSA and a reminder.
How'd you check to see if there was what was on them?
Huh? I did.
I mean, but how do you do that just generally?
Oh, you can call the spa one I called and gave them, like, the card info, and they're like, yeah, you're good to go. I was like, sweet, sign me up. And then the... They haven't been used. I mean, good point. I guess the Target one, I'll have to find out when I get there.
Yeah, because there are times I use a gift card, and they're like, oh, there's still $6 on it. And I'm like, okay, I'll put them back in my wallet.
Yeah.
And then I forget about it, and I'm like, $50?
Okay.
And there's $6. Oh.
Well, good point. TBD on the Target.
Okay.
But it's just a reminder to check your coat pockets, check your wallets, check your purses that you maybe haven't carried in a while if you have those. Or, Bobby, you have little man bags. What do you call it?
Don't worry about it. Okay, we don't need to go there.
But
I have a bag.
Yeah.
It's a bag.
I carry all my stuff in it.
Okay.
I don't use pockets anymore. I'm pocketless. It's like cashless places. I'm pocketless.
Oh, wow, yeah. Huh.
So thank you for bringing that up, though.
It's touchless car wash?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Touchless Friday and Saturday nights. My life for almost 30, that's 35.
That was your nickname in college?
Yeah. Anyway, this is just a reminder because you never know what you might find. You might find cash. But
okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ray, what do you have for me?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his favorite color is red, and every night it's difficult for him to go to bed.
Thank you.
Bobby Bones.
Wow, that's good.
Thank you.
I have my top 5 songs of 2022. I threw this together this morning. It could change by 8 a.m. today. But here are my top 5 songs. Number 5, George Burge, Mind on You.
I got my mind on you and you on my mind. Got these 4 wheels on a 2-lane and we cutting through the night. Got your eye in my head and your love on my lips.
Number 4, Ben Rector, Steady Love.
But when your heart gets tired of living on the run, my God, you should find you some.
Number 3, Kelsey Ballerini and Kenny Chesney, Half of My Hometown.
Half of my hometown, still hanging around, still talking about that one touchdown, they're still wearing.
Number 2, Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange.
To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am, where the hell am I supposed to go?
And number 1, what do you think it is, my number 1 song of 2022? Any guesses at all? If you get it, I'll give you $5.
Okay. Is it anything Morgan?
Your 10 seconds on the clock starts now. You don't have to guess a bunch of answers. Just have your answer in 10 seconds. Why don't you put your hand down?
Oh, I think you said raise your hand.
No, I'm going to come to you. It's my bad. I'm going to come to you. Eddie, let me know. You good? Morgan, you good? Amy, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, Amy?
I mean, I don't know. You approve?
You approve Morgan Wallen, okay? Lunchbox?
Opening act.
Opening act, Raging Idiots. I would never do that. That'd be trivial and that would be stupid, although it is pretty, a pretty good jam. Morgan?
Stick Season.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Stick Season. Yeah. Eddie?
Stick Season.
Okay. If you guys both got it, I'll give you both the money. Here's a clip of my number one song of 2022. Vacation Part 2. Eric Dodd, Cizan Raymundo, and Abby Lee Anderson.
Yeah, man.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I went to the dentist for a cleaning and I got the creepiest vibes from him. He was saying weird things to me like, oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you? Referring to the spit in my mouth. And I can't get over your lips. They're perfect.
What the?
Still grosses me out at the word juicy. Ew. The man's probably in his late 50s. The question is, should I find a new dentist or is this normal? Signed, Creeped Out Casey. aka molar opposite.
People are getting clever.
This is what I would say. It's always on a scale. Like, how great of a dentist is he? You can take so much weirdness based on how great of a dentist he or she is. And this sounds like a dude here. If he's like excellent A-plus dentist who gets you in when you can get in, you go away with very little pain, you probably take a little more creepiness. If they're not that good anyway, you get a new dentist. It is creepy, though. Who says, oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
That's weird, man. If you
that
ever
is
need to
unreal.
Be sedated, do not go to him.
But can you say that in a way that's not gross? Because I don't think so, but let me try it a couple ways.
Okay.
Oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
No,
that's
creepy,
weird.
Dude.
Okay. Nope. Let me try another one. Oh, you're a juicy girl, aren't you?
No. What creepy,
about,
man.
What about your lips are perfect?
Well, I can't get over your lips. They're perfect. what if you say that like, oh, wow. Clinically speaking, you can't get over your lips. They're perfect.
No, man, that's weird.
Or you can't even try clinically speaking, you're juicy.
Yeah, juicy really doesn't come out in a way that's not creepy.
Dang, man.
It just depends on how good the dentist is. If it is an 8 creepy to you, he better be an 8 dentist. You need to scale it the same way. If it's 9 creepy, he better be a 9 good dentist. But if it's 8 creepy and he's a 4 dentist, I'm out the door. I'm going to find a new one. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to deal with the new insurance issue. Okay, here it is. Here's the number. But that's creepy. But you're not weird. That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. You're not creepy.
Would you leave dentists?
Creepy. I'm with you. Like, if they're awesome, you could go. But I stand by the fact that if you ever need to be sedated.
If you're a 10, touch my butt.
No.
Me? If you're a great dentist, everything feels good, give me a little slap on the way in and out. Okay. Let's get him, champ. Boom.
Okay.
I'm going into the game. All right, let's get him, coach. Let's get him, coach dentist. Yeah, you probably want to look for a new dentist.
I mean, there's normally... there.
If you're asking,
even.
You probably want to look for a new dentist. Yep. That's what it is.
There's always a dental hygienist in the room at the same time.
Yeah, and he was like, it is juicy.
They're both agreeing. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you probably want to look for a new dentist. The bottom line, probably good. Good time to get a new dentist. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, I have two that I couldn't settle, so I'm going to start and end.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to hit you with a double. This first one I just thought was interesting. When a person lies, they experience an increase in temperature right around their nose. It's known as the Pinocchio effect. But when you lie and you know it, your body temperature, that's why they can nail you on some of these lie detector tests, because your body up, down, heart rate up. So when you lie, your body does different things.
Interesting.
So there's a temperature increase right around your nose.
So when Lunchbox talks, we can look at his nose.
Ooh, let's put a thermometer.
It's always red. His nose is always red anyway.
Because he's always lying.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
That's why.
Amy, what do you have over there?
Okay, so how's Stanley doing?
He is okay. He's going... His x-rays for 2 months on his leg are happening. And if that's clear, he goes 4 more weeks and he can have some activity.
Okay. Well, I just
Stanley's
saw...
my dog, by the way, if you're a new listener.
Yeah. Stanley the dog had ACL surgery. Mm-hmm. And I saw that dogs sometimes can pretend to be sick just to get more attention from their owners.
He faked a whole snapping an ACL. I don't know how that would work. But yeah, I could see where if you get anything is... like handed or given to you because of something. If A happens, if B happens because A, you always want to, okay, well, if I do A more, I can get more B.
Yeah.
Regardless if it's sick or bark, that's how they get treats or mind. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know,
they
sometimes
can,
my son's like, my stomach hurts. And now I'm like, does it really, you know? So it's weird. It's hard being a mom.
I do that with Kayla. My stomach hurts, but it always does. And that's what stinks.
Oh, so you're not
IBS.
Wolf.
No, not at all. Sometimes I act like my stomach doesn't hurt when it's killing me because I don't want to hear it go, well, don't eat sugar.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because you know what did it.
Because I love sugar. Lunchbox.
Oh, got to go to the bathroom? I want to challenge you. Next time you go to the bathroom, don't do it in the toilet.
What?
Put the plugger in the bathtub and then just pee in the bathtub because we all pee enough every month to fill up the entire bathtub.
Ew. What? Why would we?
So last week he did farts in a balloon and this one he's doing peeing in a bathtub?
Yeah, but the average person pees enough every month to fill up a regular size bathtub.
I don't think I do.
You don't pee that much?
I don't think I drink. I mean, I try to drink water, enough water.
Not per day.
Well,
no, over a month.
Can you imagine per day?
There's only one way to find out.
Test it out.
Golly, can you imagine how stinky that would be?
Oh my gosh.
Disgusting.
All right, Morgan, what do you have?
There's an exclusive club in Antarctica called Club 300. To become a member, one has to warm themselves in a 200-degree sauna, then run outside naked and touch the ceremonial South Pole where it's 100 degrees below.
Was this a fraternity?
I can do that.
I feel like your stuff would freeze and break off.
Yeah. That's what they're trying to get you to do.
Okay, if you touch that up against a pole, like your tongue in the Christmas story, oof. Yeah, that's miserable. Okay, Eddie, what do you have?
So before toilet paper was invented, Americans used corn cobs. So if they were having dinner, they'd be like, all right, eat your corn. Whoa, don't throw that away. Thank you. That's for my toilet.
That's my butt.
They use like that corn cob to like wipe their butt. That's
crazy. You ever hear the term corn cob in your butt?
No. Never heard that in my life.
You're walking like you have a corn cob up your butt?
Oh, like that, like the waddle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But they're not.
But it's like it's stuck up there.
Yeah, that's not how you clean it.
I know, but that's the what?
You clean it, but no, there's no way.
That was toilet paper.
Yeah, what else?
But it goes sideways.
No, I know, but still.
You don't go up.
No, I hear you, but I'm saying that's where that comes from, though. It's like there's a corn cob.
It is? Mm-hmm.
Like somebody wasn't paying attention and they accidentally.
Well, no, it could just be in any. Listen, Eddie, I don't make the rules, okay?
That's weird, man.
I just abide by them. Okay, here we go. I'm going to end with this one, too. So the IRS requires you to pay taxes on money you make, right? They also require you to pay taxes on money that you get illegally. So if you rob a bank, sell drugs, commit credit card fraud or anything else, and then you get caught, you have to pay taxes on what you got caught for that you got illegally.
Wow, what a twist.
So you have to pay on illegal money as well.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Fun Fact Friday.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Let me tell you about Eric and Dawn Herford. They got married 14 years ago and they wanted a family, but medical issues prevented that. So in the early 2000s, they started fostering children. They have 8 adopted children now that were once foster kids that are now in their forever home. In addition to the 8 kids that are now their children, they're fostering 3 other kids currently. And they've opened their home to rescue animals. They have 10 puppies right now and 2 dogs. So there's probably all kinds of chaos, but also awesomeness in that house. And I just wanted to acknowledge like the greatness that they're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're changing so many lives. And then they're changing so many lives that those so many lives that they're changing can affect.
That's right.
Right?
Domino,
so it'll keep going.
Yeah, like if you take care of somebody, they may take care of 3 people. Those 3 people may take care of 12 people. You know, there were people that stepped up in my life. My head football coach, my youth director at church, Coach Gandalf, Robert Parker, my best friend Evan's dad, who took me ever on my first vacation. We got in a van and drove because we couldn't afford a vacation. Who made sure I got to baseball games. Like, it's those people that took care of me. So then hopefully I feel like it's my job to try to take care of a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. What's their name again?
Eric and Dawn Herford.
Well, it's a tough last name to have and to say, but I'd be honored to have it if I were one of your kids. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the last easy trivia of the year. We could have a champion here.
Oh,
it's a tiara. The champion wears the tiara. Lunchbox has it. So easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world where you, the listener, probably beat the show. Right, everybody?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So it's all easy. Eddie, 4 wins. Lunchbox, 4 wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy and Morgan each have 1. We play to 5. Let's go.
Yeah.
Question number 1. It's easy trivia. Everything's easy. Up first, Lunchbox, what color is Santa's suit?
Red.
Correct. Eddie, what does Santa drive to deliver toys on Christmas Eve?
A sleigh.
Good. Morgan, where does Santa live?
The North Pole.
Good. Who are Santa's little helpers at the North Pole, Amy?
Elves.
Correct. Okay, good. Nobody goes home in the first round anyway. That category was Christmas. If Eddie or Lunchbox win, they are the champion.
Either?
Yeah. You guys can keep it from them, though.
Come on, Amy.
Guys, let's go. Relax.
Easy trivia. The category is food. Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What food serves as the base for guacamole?
Avocado.
Correct. Eddie, Hershey's is the largest manufacturer of what in the United States?
Chocolate.
Correct. Morgan, what is the iconic cuisine often found in Chicago and what they're known for?
Deep dish pizza.
Correct. Amy, what popular Mexican dish literally translates to little donkey?
What?
What popular Mexican food dish is unfair, maybe? What Mexican food translates to little donkey?
That's this
what
it is in the Spanish. Same category as all these other.
Yeah. It's easy, Amy. Come on.
Do you know it, Eddie?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Little donkey.
Do you know it, Morgan?
No, I have no idea. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh no.
I don't want to see you go home either because I like to extend it.
I mean, you as the
I need
host,
you, Amy.
Would you put this in the same category?
No, but I'm not. But I have. That's why I have a staff.
Amy, come on, please get it.
I mean, little donkey. Tiny.
What popular Mexican food?
Taco. Enchilada.
Incorrect.
Burrito.
You've been booed.
Eddie?
She said it. Burrito.
Yeah.
Amy Burrito.
I would have missed that too.
I mean,
I mean,
if we could contest, I would contest.
Guys, no you can contest. Rejected. All right. The category is U.S. presidents. You only contest if it's wrong.
Oh, no.
I contest that that's not a level.
What president?
Question.
Yellow card.
Oh.
End of the year.
Hey, two yellow cards now. She now has a red card, and she's eliminated from the next round.
Amy, stop talking. Amy,
first time
stop
ever.
First red card ever.
First red card. You have been banned from the next game, too.
In honor of the World Cup final on this Sunday. Oh, my goodness.
Double bone.
We got double boned.
We've never heard
a
double bone.
Okay. That's a real deal.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
And now her mic is off. She's been red carded. Okay.
Oh, my goodness, guys. I don't know if I can concentrate anymore.
Lunchbox, the category is U.S. presidents.
Oh, no.
What president had a rumored set of wooden teeth?
What?
Wooden teeth, known for his wooden teeth.
Abraham Lincoln. I have no idea.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
Amy
can't talk. Amy can't talk.
She's dead. She's got a red card.
Double bone. Oh, my gosh.
Who is it?
Okay, settle down, son.
It was George Washington.
Oh, how would I know that? Mm-hmm.
Eddie, U.S. President Taft was so large, he once got stuck in what at the White House?
What? I don't know these.
The category is presidents. U.S. President Taft
so fat.
Was so large, he once got stuck in what?
What in the world?
At the White House.
Oh, no. Amy, I can hear you. Oh, my goodness. He was so large, Bones, he got stuck in a chair.
You've been boned.
Oh, I have no idea.
Bathtub.
He what? Yeah.
If Morgan gets this right, she wins. If she misses it, you're all back in.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Morgan, cover your ears. Cover your ears.
The category is U.S. presidents. Morgan, what president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Really great question, Bobby.
She doesn't know it.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
she doesn't know it.
Amy, don't.
Amy, stop talking.
What president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
It's a really solid question that I should have the answer to. Thomas Jefferson.
No.
No, Abraham Lincoln. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, we're still alive. Back. We're still alive, baby.
We're,
we're still alive.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah. We're now to speed round because you all were eliminated. Everybody's back in, you three.
What do you mean speed round? We have to yell our name?
Buzz your name.
Oh, no.
There'll be four questions in the category of yellow.
Yellow.
I like yellow.
Oh, my
Buzz
God.
In your name with the answer. Whoever has the most points after these four questions.
Wow.
Question number one. Who lives?
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
SpongeBob.
Correct.
Wow.
Guys, you guys have to take shots because.
You said who lives.
Yeah, in a pineapple under the sea.
Well, and now I know that.
What luxury sports car?
Morgan. Lamborghini.
Incorrect.
Nice.
Has a yellow logo.
Lunchbox. Ferrari.
Correct.
Yeah!
Eddie, you have to get the next two to tie.
I know.
Morgan, you have to get the next two to tie.
Yeah, I know.
The year was 2000. This British band.
Lunchbox. Yellow card.
Love it, Eddie.
Incorrect, Lunchbox.
Dang.
Eddie.
This, okay.
Coldplay.
Correct.
Dang it, you're right.
It
yellow.
Was all yellow.
Right. Morgan, you got to get this one.
Morgan, you know, if you get it, he wins.
Lunchbox.
I don't know who I want to win more right now, though. Like, I don't want either one of them to win.
So you got
to
get this.
You want me to get it because you win.
Guys, okay. I'm still in the mix.
Let's
I'm
go.
Here.
Name the lumber and wood company.
Eddie. Yellowwood.
Correct.
Let's go.
Two people remain. Speed round. The next category is world history. Just you two now.
Come on.
In which country was the Titanic launched?
Lunchbox. Germany.
Incorrect.
I have no idea.
What country?
Was it launched?
Ireland.
Incorrect. It's England.
Dang it. I thought Jack was from Ireland.
In which country were there pharaohs?
Eddie. Egypt.
Correct.
I don't know that one.
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand started what world war?
Lunchbox.
Eddie. Lunchbox.
One.
Correct.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
No idea.
Oh, my gosh.
These are hard.
Yeah, you're telling me.
For the win, world history.
Oh, my God.
It is often rumored that the Mona Lisa is a painting.
Eddie. Da Vinci.
Correct. Is of himself.
Yes! Eddie's yes! Give me the crown! Where is Eddie's it? Give me the crown, Lunchbox. Put it on my head.
It went down to the end.
Lunchbox, get your crown. Put it on my head.
Eddie is the easy champion.
Wow, wow. This is how you end the year.
Wow.
Woo!
Okay.
I should have got Coldplay.
Unbelievable.
Yellow card.
Hey,
Eddie, you are the champion.
Bones,
say something.
Bones, thank you so much. Everyone, say goodbye to 2022. This is the end of a perfect year. Next year is going to be better. Let's go,
Eddie's
baby!
The champion!
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. On the phone, Matthew in South Carolina.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, I heard Lunchbox, he left a review saying that Holiday Harmony was the worst show he's seen of the year.
Yeah.
I personally think that he should have to watch the show and y'all test him on it.
I like
if
that.
If he fails the test, y'all should then... You know, he some kind of punishment afterwards.
Spank him with her hand, bare bottom. Ooh. Okay, look, here's the thing. Lunchbox said that Holiday Harmony was the worst movie of 2022. He hadn't seen it. He was just taking a jab at Amy.
It was just funny. It's called comedy, folks.
I don't know if that's what that's called, but...
Did you get a chuckle? Did you chuckle?
No.
Yeah, you did.
No. Secondly, you did say you're going to watch it.
I did.
Because you're going to be a good guy in 2023.
Yeah. I don't know about being a good guy. I'm going to watch it. I need to watch it and give Amy my real review.
When we come back after New Year's?
Yeah, I'll have my review.
Of the whole movie and of Amy.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be so positive and loving and supportive.
Oh, yeah. Can't
yeah, we're going to start off the new year with a, you know, great review. I'm going to take over Movie Mike's podcast for the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be funny, actually, if you guys did that. Matthew, thank you for that idea. I appreciate that. Hope your Christmas is good.
Thank you. Y'all, Merry Christmas to y'all, too.
All right, buddy. You too. See you later. Amy, what's coming up in the pile?
Well, I'm going to share the most stressful job in America right now, and then I've got a step-by-step guide to pretending that you love a gift even if you don't like it, and then we'll go over some modern country Christmas songs for your playlist this holiday season.
I got to get my pen out because you guys are giving me some gifts today, and I need to practice this.
Oh, yeah.
Practice that reaction. Oh, my God. It's so cool. Is that real?
No.
Wowzers! Is that
no,
good?
Better.
No.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Have you seen the report that ranked the most stressful jobs in America?
I see it. They do it every year, and I'm always intrigued because it's a mixture of dangerous jobs, jobs that could be dangerous if you don't do it right for somebody else, like a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be stressful. Police officers, because your life is always on the line.
Yeah.
I have friends that drive trucks, they stay, but they haul wood. They have to cut the wood too.
That's stressful.
Like, yeah. But one of my buddies is missing a finger
because of his job.
Because he saws, loads, transports trees. So that's stressful. This can be stressful, but only because we could get fired if we have bad ratings.
Right. But we're not losing fingers.
Like day to day, we're not in here. I wasn't like Arkansas Keith who worked at a sawmill his whole life. That's hard work. This is a different kind of work. But the stress here is if we don't perform, we get fired. And we have to perform and hope people like us, not just do a job. We can't just come in and do and have effort. People have to like us or we get fired.
Lunchbox doesn't really care about that, though. That's weird.
Yeah.
I care about getting fired.
No, but about being, like, liked.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
He also thinks everybody loves him.
Right.
Yeah, there's a couple that don't. They call in, they leave stupid voicemails. I'm like, you are irrational.
Amy, what do they list as the top stressful jobs?
It's funny you mention what we do because that'll come up in a second, but urologists, that's the number one most stressful job.
Is that PP doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Is that urologist? Because I know man. Is that urologist as man and woman?
Like urine?
I don't have one. No, I don't see a urologist.
No, but does urologists do both? I know urologists see guy, but urologists also women, or is that just a male?
We need to Google. Look this up, but I think they only work with men because women don't have that.
I didn't know this.
Okay.
So I know what a urologist is, a doctor who specializes in the treatment of function and the urinary system, but it doesn't say anything about just males.
Oh, I thought it was.
You have that, Amy.
Well, I do urinate.
Yes, you do.
Oh, wow. I
women
have no
do
idea.
See urologists.
Oh.
Yeah,
They treat conditions specific to men, such as ED, prostate cancer, but urologists also treat urinary problems of women.
Okay, well, there you go. I stand corrected. I thought it was just the, you know, prostate ED stuff.
I think generally it's probably men who are going,
Okay, so we do
make
the list.
That would also be stressful. Like, you don't want to mess up a guy's urology.
No. Ruin his life.
Yeah.
You mess with that urology. Go ahead, Amy. I'm sorry.
It says here, radio disc jockeys. But that's not how we
do it. We're not DJs.
I know,
but yeah, I would be stressed out too because
100%.
You got to provide something more than just talking over songs. But we're not, when somebody calls me a DJ, I want to go out of my skull. I'm just so offended because we don't play discs. Two, I don't care what music we're playing. Sometimes we don't play any music during the show. We are personalities, podcasters, whatever you want to say. And three, it insults real DJs, honestly.
Yeah.
They're up there, they have a craft of mixing music. And here they are being compared to us.
Mm.
Sorry, all you DJ. Deadmau5, I apologize.
Well, I didn't say actual DJs like Deadmau5.
No, I know, but
radio disc.
That's why I'm saying when people
jockeys.
Say DJs to us, it's insult to them.
Okay, well, that specific career is more stressful than 83% of all jobs. They put that as more stressful than an airline pilot and someone who handles explosives.
Well, just because the jobs are going away and they don't pay
the scarcity.
And they don't pay anything and you can lose it quickly. Okay. Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I used to be a DJ, though, for the record.
You did.
Everybody
you did.
Coming in number 9 tonight on the Hot 9 at 9. It's the Eurythmics. Here's I Touch Myself.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
No, it was Eurythmics. It was the I Touch Myself. I want you to know. And I says I want. I want anybody else.
When I think about you.
I touch myself. And I didn't know what that song was as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings it? I touch the vinyls is who it is.
Vinyls.
I didn't even look it up. The vinyls.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Amy?
Well, I have a step-by-step guide to pretend if you like a present if you're opening it and you're like, eh, okay?
Okay, what you should do?
Yes, just real quick.
No. I'm going to warn, this is for later today for me.
And this has to go fast because surprises don't last long, so do all of these steps quickly.
Go.
First, raise your eyebrows and widen your eyes without blinking.
Got it.
Then relax your jaw and make an face.
Like, wow.
Then next, look at the gift giver and hold a gaze. Raise your voice higher to thank them.
Thank you!
And then clasp your hands together at your chest and say, aw.
Oh, this is awesome. It's like a helium balloon.
I don't know, bro.
I don't believe it.
Not believable.
Okay. And then I got the best modern country Christmas songs.
Oh, cool.
We'll go over the top three. Casey Musgraves, Feliz Navidad.
Just quality Christmas music from Casey Musgraves on the album. She has like that the Santa hat on and it maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, but it is awesome. All right, here you go.
Feliz Navidad.
And at number two, Brett Eldridge, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Come on.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most.
And then at number one, Dan and Shay, Officially Christmas.
Oh, that's just a good one too. Here you go.
It's officially Christmas. I'm officially yours. I'm officially wishing for something not in store.
Hey, I feel, what are they called? The current?
Modern.
I feel modern. Very modern. Holiday modern right now.
I do have an honorable mention.
Okay, go ahead.
Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Yeah. Elf on the Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf.
Okay.
I wish the elf on the shelf would elf himself. You might find him in a bubble bath scrubbing with a loofah.
That's a jam right there.
Wow.
All right, thank you, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Madeline is a 6-year-old from Los Angeles, California. Her birthday's coming up, and she goes to her parents and says, Mom, Dad, I want a unicorn for my birthday. Well, unicorn, huh? How are we going to get a unicorn? They said, you're going to have to write the county and say, can I get a permit to keep a unicorn in my backyard? So she went and wrote a handwritten note saying, hey, do I have permission to have a unicorn in my backyard? They got the letter and they said, you can keep a unicorn in your backyard. And they also gave her some rules, including the unicorn is fed at least one of its favorite treats, watermelon, once a week.
Oh.
The unicorn is given regular access to sunlight, moonbeams, and rainbows.
Where are they going to find moonbeams this time of year?
And you must wash the unicorn at least once a week.
Oh.
And so they did all that. So she's all excited. And today is her actual birthday. And she's going to go down to the county office. And they're going to present her with a brand new stuffed unicorn.
That's good. I like it.
That is good.
I like it. Hopefully her parents aren't like suckered into getting a white horse.
Yeah. With like
with a horn on it.
I know.
It.
Like somebody drives up. Hey.
Yeah.
That's an awesome story. That's fun that they did that. I like it. That's Tell Me Something Good. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
A voicemail from Tamara in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Just wanted to tell you what I got for Christmas this year. I got to become a partner in hope. My best friend's grandson just finished his treatment. He's considered cancer-free. He got to ring the bell. And in honor of Wyatt, I got my Christmas wish. I became a partner of hope. Thank you, guys. Love the show.
Man, thanks.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. And doing that and glad to hear that news. That's amazing. Ashley Monroe is completely free of cancer too.
I saw that
which
too.
Which I saw. Awesome. I was with Ashley a month or so ago. We're at the same place. And so we just hung out and talked for a long time. I love Ashley.
Yeah, she's great.
And she was fighting cancer and she's cancer free. And I loved to hear it. So Tamara, thank you for that. Ashley, amazing. Amy, you're also amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's get over to the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
Come the new year, I want to get over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, it's going to be a rocky road.
That's pretty good.
That was the Morning Corny.
Okay, stop clapping for yourself, Amy. Amy's continuing to clap. Thank you, guys. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. It's time for Spicy Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's we all drew. And so we have a gift to give somebody. And that would be healthy and loving if we just gave them a gift and said Merry Christmas.
But we can't seem to
But
do
we
that.
Can. No. There's always going to be an element. So, but it can be that, by the way. So, for example, Amy gets a gift first, and Mike drew her name. So Mike will give her the gift. She'll open it. If she likes it, she keeps it. If she wants to trade it in for the luxury up on my desk.
Oh, you got to go luxury.
You can.
It's now, so confusing, though, because they're such really big bags. And I don't know if you did reverse psychology on us. And in the big bags, you know, we're thinking you probably put the spicy little gummy bear
that's
going to kill us. Or if it's really the luxury gift.
So, right. There's one, two, three. There are six up here. Two of them are spicy.
Oh, my gosh.
So... One is that hot chip that makes you vomit. It's so hot and it hurts forever. Mm. One is that spicy gummy that we haven't opened in months because everybody's scared of it. Ugh. If you open that, you have to eat it right there on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Do we have milk?
You guys,
we
said
we're
going to
have
milk.
Have we not learned anything?
We never said we're going to have milk.
But I think it should just be a
Boy, the bit starts now. But so here's the thing. I promise you, I didn't put any joke in the luxury.
That's what I'm talking about.
These are all... And if they're not giving away, I'm keeping them.
Oh, that's right. That's my next question.
Yes.
And, you can't, draw.
No, if you open a luxury gift and you don't like it, even if you don't like that, you can trade it for a nut going again.
Oh my goodness. Risk it again. I love this. Yeah. Okay. I love it. Let's go. I'm ready to play.
First up, opening her gift on Spicy Christmas is Amy.
Come on, Amy.
Merry Christmas,
okay,
Amy.
Okay, here we go.
Amy, who's it from?
Mike D.
Okay.
It's wrapped, so cute.
It's
I like
paper.
The paper.
That's
yeah.
black, shiny paper. That's
There's little
gold Christmas
gold
trees.
Christmas trees.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's baller.
His wife told me she picked this out, and there's no way I'm going to want to trade it.
Why would she spoil that for Mike?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
I mean,
let the guy get credit for it, you know?
No credit. Oh, it's lingerie.
Oh, wow.
What is it?
Oh, gosh. It is so cute.
What is it?
But I actually already have this shirt.
Uh-oh.
And if Amy
decides,
I keep it. If you give it, if you trade it, I keep it.
Okay.
What is it?
She knows my style so well that she got me a shirt that I actually have. However, the one I have is gray. And
what
this
does that
seems
say?
To be, it's a Annie Beng shirt with like an eagle.
Okay.
Nice shirt.
Now, Amy, you already have one, though.
But
so
I have
you...
the gray, and this is kind of green.
Spicy.
No way.
Spicy.
Amy, are you keeping it, or are you going spicy?
I am so...
Amy, you don't want two of the
Amy,
same
are you
shirt.
Going spicy?
Yeah.
I almost died on this show eating something spicy, so I just can't even risk it. As much as I want the luxury, this is a luxury shirt, so I'm keeping it.
Okay, she's keeping it, Mike. Good job.
Thank you, Mike.
Wow, you didn't go luxury.
Look at all those
Amy's
boxes.
Not going spicy. By the way, we have... Of the six packages, there are three in big white boxes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. Big
there are three
boxes.
In bags.
I can't decide what is what.
And one bag is humongous. Two bags are small.
I mean, humongous luxury item.
Luxury items.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right, Ray is opening a gift next. Ray's our audio producer. He's the guy here early in the morning.
Yeah!
Ray, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you have a gift there, and who's that from?
Scuba.
Okay, Scuba Steve is getting Ray.
There's two boxes. Here's the first one. Very nice wrapping job, Scuba. It looks like it's in a shoebox, maybe.
Oh.
Oh. It's a Nike shoebox. And it is a pair of Nikes, baby. And these are, let me guess, Kyrie's?
They're
Hirachas. They are Hirachas. Yeah! My nephew has them, so I know they're definitely dirty.
Okay.
That is sick,
like,
dude.
Dirty isn't
cool.
good.
That is really cool.
Oh, got it.
All right, next gift. Make sure I don't hit the mouse. This one is in a bag. Taking out all the paper. It looks like some chill sweatpants.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
It is taper leg Nike sweatpants, baby. They are
good.
Fit exactly for me.
What size are they?
They are medium.
Perfect. If you trade them in, I get to wear them.
Oh, now you're thinking.
And it looks like there's maybe one more thing in here.
I like Ray's gifts. I start trying to get you guys to trade it in.
There's a few more things in there.
There is some Harry's deodorant because Scuba knows... I love Harry's. Hey-o! I already had some at my desk, I guess. So.
Oh, he saw it. Okay,
yeah,
good.
There you go. And the final gift.
Man, those Hirachas shoes are expensive.
Lotion.
Good deal, Ray.
And it has
whatever you want.
Sunscreen.
Right. Here you go, Ray Moon.
All right, Ray.
Do you want to keep it?
Because of the Hirachas, I have no choice but to keep them. I believe they're very, very pricey.
You're not going spicy.
Not going spicy. I'm turning it down.
Okay, Ray Moon.
All right.
But we had a budget, right?
I mean,
yeah, not really. Yeah, but I don't know who abided by it.
Yeah, not really, Amy.
It doesn't sound like he did.
I did, sort of.
Yeah, whatever.
Sort of.
Next up, Morgan, you have to come over here.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to get up.
Oh, because it's so heavy.
Because we have a budget.
I bet.
Stuff is, but
car keys are so expensive.
You can go over to your desk.
Well, the keys are pretty cheap.
Yeah,
so remember, what is my all Christmas with everybody I'm buying for? It is what?
A practical.
I'm not getting anything crazy like, wow, unbelievable, I want to cry. It's very practical.
That's it.
So I went to people and addressed what I think would be their needs or stuff they didn't even know they need.
Oh, you got her a boyfriend.
Morgan, hit it up. A little guy comes out. Hi.
Hi, Morgan.
Oh, it's an empty box.
What is it?
Wait, hold on. It's a piece of paper. A mobile pet spa?
So they come to your house and they take care of your dog and they spa them and you never have to leave. It's a place we use. It's awesome.
What?
So.
That's amazing.
That is, thank you.
I'd go luxurious.
I don't know, guys. I've never had a mobile pet spa at my house and Remy could use a spa day.
But you've never had what's in these boxes, guys.
So yeah, far, true. Nobody's gone spa.
I mean, what?
No.
That spa is who we use too, and so easy, so convenient. They do such a good job. But if you want to trade it, hey, trade it.
Yeah, I mean, no, because, like, there's also, this is a voucher for something, and I'm not going to say what the price is, so
except
I like
it. Stayed in the budget.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby. I like it.
Are you keeping it? Or you want spicy?
I'm keeping it.
She's keeping it. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so no one's going to the luxury items yet. Okay. Good. That means you guys are doing great. I hope nobody goes to the spice because that means everybody's happy.
That's true, and that's what Christmas is all about.
Yes.
Now, if the gifts are bad, you know, like where it's like, oh, that's not even worth it. So what's the rule there?
If somebody purposefully gives a bad gift, they must eat the chewy, the hot chewy.
That's where it gets crazy.
If they purposefully give a bad gift, like just to...
That one's more toxic than the chip.
And amen. Who decides that?
Me.
Boss?
One man panel.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Abby, come in, please. Final person for this second. Come in. Yeah, come in here, please.
You're not letting her sing, are you?
What? There's no need for that. We're just going to open the gift where the cameras are.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Here comes Abby, she produces so many things. She's the phone, answers the phones as well.
I don't know. Is that on?
You don't need to hear. You're good. You can just hear normal life. Abby's now opening her gift. He said, don't turn it over?
Yes. Okay. It was like upside down on the desk. He's like, if you turn it over, you're going to know what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
You've been bushwhacked. $100 gift card to your favorite bar, which is Brewhouse.
Okay. Nice.
That's cool.
Your bar.
Oh, dang.
Hit
it. I like this.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, wait. So there's something in here too, though?
Yeah.
There's an actual gift, but that was already like the budget.
Yeah, see, nobody followed the budget.
I don't remember the budget.
Well, you didn't go to jail. You don't go to jail.
Yeah, it's not like.
Nothing's enforced.
I thought it might be.
Kindness.
Who is this from?
Ray. Hi. Ray got it first. So he got her $100 bar
that's
gift card.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's over.
That's good. And what is
it? Oh my god.
What did it say?
A Nate Smith t-shirt.
Oh, Nate Smith, the artist.
That was, that's your dude.
That's the guy you have a crush on.
I love
it. She didn't say she had a crush. You
I
said
did not.
That. Nice job, Ray. That's good. Is there one more?
There's one more, so it's coming in the door right now.
Okay, coming in the door right now.
Wow.
There's something else,
oh my gosh,
too. What is happening?
All right, coming in this. It's the Earth. It's
that's
the
Nash.
Mascot to the Nashville Predator NHL team.
Yeah!
That is Nash, who is delivering a bag. Hi, Nash. Hey, you can't talk, Nash. I know, but good to see you, Nash.
Oh, shoot.
What Nash is waving.
What could it be?
What is happening?
Nash has got big fangs.
What in the world?
Okay, Abby's pulling out a bag.
There's a card first, right?
Nash is pointing at the card.
Okay, this is way above
budget. What kind of is Nash? What kind of animal is
Nash? A Nash is a predator.
Yeah.
No, but like
fangs,
a wolf.
Fangs.
Fang?
Oh, what? Saber-tooth.
Saber-tooth, got it.
Okay.
Abby, read it, please.
Abby, oh my gosh, stop. Abby, we'd love for you to sing the national anthem for us on February 13th, 2023, but only if I can be your day.
Wow!
Yes or no, love Nash!
That's amazing.
Wow!
Where's my Sharpie?
Kiss him.
Yes or no.
Oh.
Abby, kiss him.
Kiss him.
Kiss him.
Oh,
got her.
Got her, Nash.
Abby, wow. Ray, what's in the bag, Abby?
What is okay.
Oh, it's a Preds jersey with your last name on it?
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
She's going to play too?
This is insane.
Oh, my goodness.
Abby, what are your thoughts here? They've invited you. Ray has orchestrated. Do you sing the national anthem at the Preds game?
Oh, it's sparkly mic.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yes, I accept. Yes!
And what do you want to say to Ray?
This is like the most thoughtful, most amazing thing ever. I kind of want to cry. Thank you, Ray. You're
Please
like
cry.
The best person ever.
Do you want to trade it in?
No, absolutely not. Oh my God, Ray.
Thank you to the Freds. Ray, that was awesome.
Yeah!
Abby, Merry Christmas. Wow.
That is so good.
That's Nash, good to see you, buddy. Okay.
Let's go. Let's
That's
go.
That's the best present of the year. Wow, Ray. Wow.
Good to see you, buddy. Wow.
Thank you.
So, nobody went spicy.
Oh, my gosh.
Great gifts, guys. Ray, A+.
Thank you.
How did you arrange that?
Hooked it up. Wayne D, man. I guess he does the announcing, and he's like, yeah, she can do the national anthem, and she had a clip in the system, and they said she makes the cut. She's good.
Look at you. What a great idea. It's meaningful to her. Good job, buddy.
Good job, yeah! Ray.
Okay, coming up. Eddie, Mike D, myself, Scuba, and Lunchbox. Open
yeah!
Your gifts.
All right.
It's hard to follow that.
Will anyone go spicy?
I mean,
will anyone get luxury?
Oh,
we'll find out next.
Happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show. Let them do their thing.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. My spicy Christmas. On my desk, there are 6 boxes. 4 of them are really luxurious items that I paid for with my own money. And if you guys don't pick, I end up taking them home because I want them all.
Yeah.
2 of them are really spicy things. One of them is that spiciest chip ever that makes you cry and vomit. Amy had to deal with that. It really hurts. One's that gummy that no one will eat.
No one.
So that's the risk you take if you go to the pile. So you'll get a gift from somebody, and if you like it, you keep it. You say, thank you, Merry Christmas. And if you want to trade it, you give it to me, and you take something from the desk. Last segment, nobody traded in. Everybody thought their gifts were good.
Man, I've been trying to dissect those presents. I know, me too.
Which one lunchbox do you think has bad, spicy pain in it of the six? Like, describe the boxer bag has the pain.
The big blue bag.
You think that has pain in it?
Yeah, it has pain in it.
Why?
Because it's just so big, and it's just like calling my name, and it wants you to call its name, like, because it's going to be a big present, and you're going to get it, and it's going to be a stupid chip. And so I'm staying away from that blue bag.
Okay.
Will not touch it.
Let's go to Eddie, who's opening first.
All right.
Eddie, where is your gift?
I don't know. Where's my gift?
Who drew Eddie?
I did.
Oh, Amy's like...
Amy's time to give you my gift.
Amy's like just watching, taking it in.
I'm like, who's going to eat the spice?
All right, so Eddie will open it up. If he likes it, he keeps it. If he doesn't, he trades it.
Wow.
Oh, it's two.
We got two gifts. Ooh, this looks like a BB gun. Okay. I'll open this one first. Hey, maybe.
That would be kind of cool.
Right? How cool would that be? Go to the woods. All right, let's see. We got
classy wrapping paper.
Ooh, Dallas Cowboys. It's like grilling utensils, like a spatula and...
Well, you love to grill.
Thong. Is that what it's called? A fork?
I don't call that a thong, but I understand why you would say that.
All right.
Tongs.
Thank you, Amy.
I thought you said thong.
Thong. Thongs, right?
Tong.
No, thongs would be flip-flops. Tongs would be the things you grab.
Okay, okay, these are tongs.
Oh, yeah, or thongs. Underwear, yeah.
All right, next one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The meaning of thong is underwear, but thongs are also like flip-flops.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's in a bag. Oh, a Dallas Cowboys hat!
That's the best one.
He's faking enthusiasm. He's going spicy.
That is the best Cowboys hat. And sorry, I stayed in the budget.
I like it, Amy.
Cowboys hat and grill set.
I'm looking at those boxes over there.
And
you can keep those, or...
Oh, no, I'm the first person that caught someone to
Then I keep that stuff. It's now mine, but you trade it for a luxury box.
And you're a Cowboys fan
and
now.
And I will tell you this. Every luxury box is valued at least over $100. At least over
$100. Oh! There's... You know you're going luxury. when he opened the grill thing, he looked at it, he's like... I mean, he tried to fake a smile.
And if you get a box and you open the luxury and it's not your type of luxury, you can trade it in for another luxury box if you want.
Amy, I'm just saying, like, his face was disgust when he opened the
Disgust. Amy, thank you so much. I love your gift.
Mm-hmm.
But man, those boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are luxurious items in there.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know which one I would
pick. You want to go spicy or not, Eddie?
I do have a lot of Cowboys hats.
You want to go spicy or not, Eddie?
Bones?
Not that one.
I think I'm gonna go spicy.
He's going spicy!
Okay. I'm gonna go spicy.
Okay.
I gotta go spicy.
Eddie, come up real quick.
Oh boy, which one's he gonna pick? Eddie, go blue bag.
Anybody that gets spicy will eat it in a later segment, okay? Eddie, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything. You take the bag, don't grab it, just let me know which one you want, and I will not. We will leave it until we come back. We gotta go though.
Okay.
No, don't touch anything. Just point at one.
Don't touch.
Okay. Don't. No touching.
I'm looking at these bags right here. Okay. Let's go with this bag.
He's picked this bag right here.
Yeah!
Stand down.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. What have I done?
He's looking in it.
It's light. It's so light.
Well, it could be a gift card.
He's not smiling.
We'll have Eddie get to it in a minute. All right, next up.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike D will be opening up his. Who got Mike D?
I did.
Morgan, would you give Mike D his gift, please?
Yeah. He has it.
Okay.
All right. Got some wrapping paper in a snowman bag. And inside we have...
Oh.
Did you leave my cowboy stuff up here?
Oh, I have it.
I own it.
No, it's yours. It's yours.
That hat is cool.
It looks like a sweatshirt. And we got some Dallas Cowboy sweatshirt.
Okay, ooh, nice. Similar, old school, too,
like
retro.
Yeah, I like it. That's really cool.
Retro.
That's cool,
vintage.
Morgan. Yeah.
Something else inside the box. Silver wrapping paper.
You gotta open that all the way up, too.
And this we have. Looks like a corksicle.
A what?
Yeah, all the way up.
All the way up.
Yep.
Looks like cowboy something, huh?
It is a Spider-Man canteen.
Oh, that's cool. A nice one.
Yeah,
really nice one.
I have a couple of these that I love, and this is amazing. I love this a lot.
Do you want to go spicy or keep it?
I do not want to go spicy. It's a great gift.
Okay, Mike.
Hey, bonus. I'm really glad you kept it, Mike, because I also have two tickets for you to the Tennessee Titans and Dallas Cowboys game in Nashville.
Are you kidding me?
courtesy of the Tennessee Titans. My hookup is hooking you
up
for the game.
Oh, my God.
You are kidding me.
Mikey. And she did that because you didn't trade it. If you would have traded it, she would have kept it. That's hilarious.
I'm going to wear this to that game.
That's an awesome gift. Good job,
wow.
Morgan.
That is amazing.
Do you want to trade it now? I'm begging him. Please, man. That's awesome. You keeping it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Morgan.
Well,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, Amy, yours looks kind
of
lame now.
Amy, did you have one of those?
I don't have a hookup with the Titans.
Oh, who got you?
Who got me a gift?
No pressure, guys.
I know. I don't know who even got me.
Abby.
Oh, Abby's coming in.
Oh. You might as well trade now.
I can't trade because I know what the gifts are.
Oh, my gosh. Why do I have to wait so long? This is crazy.
I trade. So I'm for sure I keep what I really know I want.
Yep.
Okay, here it comes. Wow, it's two. They're both very flat.
Whoa, they're very big.
What is that?
Okay, the first one is wrapped in Santa Claus light green. It is very heavy. Oh, it's really heavy, guys. It is wrapped in tape. Meticulous care. It's got bubble wrap on it. It is. Abby, what is this? It's the shape of the state of Arkansas. It's like a metal thing with a hog on. Oh, that's really cool, Abby. I like that. And it's what?
It's a sign. Like you can hang it outside.
Oh, it's a sign. Can I put it on the road?
Yeah. It's like a stop sign.
What's the shape? This sign. What's that shape mean?
Arkansas.
It means.
Hog. Wild.
Like, hurry up.
Yeah.
It means.
Whoop-hit.
It's okay to date your cousin.
I wasn't going to say it.
That's what we all do. According to Urban, that's good. All right, next thing. I like it, Abby. It's awesome. Give me the little one there, or the big one, whichever one you want me to order. We're gonna run into a commercial break, and I don't want to do that quite yet. Next, it's toilet paper that says for when the hogs play like, and there's a poop emoji.
Oh.
Okay, Abby, what do you have here? It's a sign. Oh, check it out. It's a Bobbycast sign.
Oh, that's awesome.
Whoa.
That's really good. It's a logo to my songwriter musician podcast that I do the hour long. This is awesome, Abby. Dang, I can hang it. Yeah, or I can just carry it around all the time.
That's true. Oh, yeah. Everywhere you go.
And like, what do you do? I'm like, why are you asking? I have a sign.
Check this out. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Abby. It's awesome. That's amazing. Okay, so we have two left: Scuba and Lunchbox.
All right, let's go. I'm ready.
We're gonna break. Come back.
Man, you are just dragging me out.
No, I'm not dragging you out. But Eddie did decide to go to the luxury pile. He'll open his gift in the next segment.
Yeah, that's really dragging it out.
Yes. So, Scuba, Lunchbox, see if they go spicy or not. And then Eddie did go spicy. We'll see what his gift is. All right, back in a second.
The Bobby Bones Show. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Joe Nichols here. My favorite thing about Christmas is doing things with the kids. I love singing Christmas carols with them, going to look at Christmas lights. We even have a train back where I live called the Polar Express. We take them on every year. And I love doing all the kids' stuff with the girls. They enjoy Christmas every year. It's a special time in the house.
Happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show.
It's a spicy Christmas. People have been getting gifts. We drew names. I got a great gift from Abby. I want to keep it. Mike D got a great gift from Morgan. He got tickets to the Cowboys and Titans.
Amazing.
That he didn't know that, though.
He didn't. But that's a great gift.
Yeah, no, it is. Amazing. But, I mean, it shows that, like, Morgan was going to be like, haha.
You guys are using your hookups, too. Like, Ray got Abby some Nashville Predator stuff, but he also got her a singing national anthem spot before a game.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. So the only person to trade in their gift was Eddie. Amy got Eddie some Dallas Cowboys cooking stuff and a hat, and he traded it. He went to the spicy pile. It could be luxury or it could be something really hot.
I love the gift. I just got the urge to get
the pile. You didn't
love
the gift.
Only two people left. Scuba and Lunchbox will open their gifts. You can keep it or you can give it to me and go to the spicy pile.
That's right.
All right, Scuba Steve, what do you have?
I got Scuba.
Oh, okay.
All day. I got you something good. Today's going to be a good day. Well, the wrapping looks like crap. It's literally like a garbage grocery bag. He got me Q's and Q's, which we have like 1,000 of these.
There's some gimmick here.
I'm sure I gave him this, too.
There's some gimmick. Cool. Yes, go ahead.
The next one.
It is a free game that we have piled up back there.
Another grocery. Okay, nothing there.
What?
And then, oh, here we go. Here's the real deal right here. Although I don't know if this cost him $100 or anywhere near $100.
What'd he get you?
He got me a Shaquille O'Neal, like, kind of throwback t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, vintage Shaquille O'Neal Orlando Magic. It's your team.
Yeah, that's really cool. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
cool.
And the other one didn't come in time.
Gotcha. I know what that's like. I get it.
Yeah, it's out there in a shipping container in the bay, dude. I don't know. It's been over 2 weeks, and
do
it's like.
Do you want to keep it, or do you want to go?
Is that shirt going to fit you?
To the spicy
pile. Said, you said large.
I said large or extra large, depending on the fit.
Because I'm keeping it if you trade it
to
me.
You said T-shirt is large, so I got you a large.
Okay, you got to stop fighting. Scuba, okay. Do you want to go spicy or do you want to keep the shirt?
I don't like spicy things at all, but I also like luxury. And
yeah.
I'm like Eddie. I love my team, but good God. I'm going spicy.
Okay. Yeah!
I'll take the shirt. I now own the shirt. You're not getting the stuff back, guys, after the show. There's no
life.
Okay, don't touch a box. Don't touch anything. Which one?
Well, I'm keeping another shirt then.
What, don't touch it. Which one would you like?
Go blue bag.
I'm gonna go with whatever. I'm gonna go with this box down here below the blue bag.
Okay, this big box here.
Yes.
Cool. That's scuba. All right. Final person is lunchbox.
Come on!
All right, here we go. I'm gifting him his gift.
Okay.
Green wrapping paper. It says Merry Christmas.
Hey, you're gonna like this stuff.
All right, we
Scuba, you're
going to
come in back in a second.
Here we go.
Okay. All right, cool.
It's in a brown Amazon box.
Yeah, use your muscles. There we go.
All right, a couple lottery tickets.
Ooh.
I don't know what this
You got to open it up.
Ooh.
Nice box though, right?
Box. Yeah, what's in the little black box? Makeup?
I don't know what
it's it is. Lights for your bike.
I already have them.
Oh.
That's a terrible gift.
What do you mean? There's a headlight and like blinking flashing light.
In a book.
In a book. It says, don't be a D.
Like it rhymes with Rick?
Wait, was
yeah.
It was Eddie trying to get
that's
him to be
thing?
Spicy?
That's it.
That's it.
That, yeah. Okay, wow.
What do you mean? On purpose. Come on.
That's not on purpose.
I think the bike, I do think the bike, he could have got bike lights. So I'm going to let that slide.
Is that a
Thank
used
you.
Book?
And no, it's a brand new book, and it's
but
called Don't
it,
Be
why
a D.
Why did you get that, though? That sounds.
Why does it look
he did that to Abby.
I know, but that was a joke. Lunchbox, the light saved you barely.
Oh, I mean, it was like no effort.
And Lunchbox, the lottery tickets, guys. He loves lottery tickets.
Are you going, well, are you going to give that all to me?
No.
You trading in?
Drop Take it,
off. It. Don't throw it because you're going to break it.
What am I going to break? The book?
The lights.
Oh, the lights that he found at Goodwill?
No, I got
Lunchbox,
on my Amazon.
Which
Let's
one?
Go.
Don't touch anything.
I'm not going
hey, Scuba, come in here, please.
I'm coming to smell it, baby. Let's go spicy.
What?
Going oh spicy. God.
You don't want
gift.
Spicy.
You got luxury, and you got spicy. Which one do you not want? Because this one Scuba's already got.
Oh, I do not want the blue bag. I told you that's giving me bad vibes.
Okay.
Because it's a different color than everything else. So it's trying to catch my eye. Mm-hmm. Don't want it.
Go ahead.
That big box is saying pick me, but that means you put the biggest box there because you want me to pick that
one. Well, Scuba
one.
Also picked a big box.
I know, but not the biggest. That blue bag says, uh-uh. It's a different color
okay,
than everything
we
else.
We need to pick something. Just
this one! Okay. That box right there! I want it!
Okay.
Mid-sized?
Yeah, mid-sized.
Oh, my gosh. Your face is telling me I should
What, do you want to change?
Gosh. Your face is telling me, oh, my gosh.
All these items are luxury items, but there's potential
that could be an iPod.
Spicy.
An iPod.
I need an answer. Lunchbox.
He wants an iPod. That's why I should have got him. Dang it.
Oh, my gosh. Give me.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Sticking with it.
Are you sure?
Sticking with it.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to like what's in that box.
Wait, or is he lying?
Uh-oh. You never know with Bobby.
Oh, my God.
That's the deal.
Hey, you are not going to like what's in that box.
Oh, man, I don't like that word. So you know what?
I don't like that word.
You know what I say? Go with your gut. I'm sticking with it.
Okay, because you might love what's in the box.
Oh,
my goodness.
Okay.
Are you crazy?
Here's what we're going to do. Hold on. So Scuba, Eddie, and Lunchbox all went spicy. That means one of you will get a luxury item for sure. Maybe all three.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe.
Two. Hopefully all three.
Here's what we're going to do. The dance party's supposed to come up next. We're going to move the dance party back one segment.
Oh, wow.
We're going to open up the spices or the prizes. Or the luxuries.
I really felt like Eddie should have gone straight spicy.
We will do
gift.
That next, okay? Thank you, Christmas Gift Exchange. The spicy gifts will be opened up in the next segment. Everybody good?
Yeah!
All right, thank you. Everybody liked their gifts for the most part, but the three people that didn't like their gift, they've given it to me, and they chose from the pile on my desk. Some of the gifts are luxury items. A couple of them are those hot things that are so hot they make the news, and they have to eat them right on the spot if it's them.
Oh, man.
Scuba, you can come up and just don't really pick yours up, but you can open it.
Oh.
Scuba, hold on. Scuba's got it's a white box with a fold flap. It's a pretty big box. It's either the biggest or the second biggest box ever.
Oh.
So, Scuba, go ahead and unflap it. There you go.
And open Scuba it. Hates spicy.
What's in it? Go ahead and pick it up.
What is
look
it?
At the back of it. You can say what it is.
Oh my God, $300 at Amazon.
Whoa! Wow!
That's awesome.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Let's go.
Merry Christmas. Nice.
That's not good.
But that's one.
No,
good
I need
one
the box.
Away.
I stole it from Caitlin. Yeah, just laid on the chair. I got to be sure to get that back home. Yeah.
I know. I was like, I think I saw those boxes under your Christmas tree.
You did. I removed some stuff and used them.
This is not good.
That's one good one away.
So one good one's down. That means.
Oh my gosh.
There are five other gifts up here. Two of them are spicy. Mm. So it's almost a 50-50 chance that you guys are spicy.
Oh my gosh.
There's only four gifts up here, huh?
No. Well, Eddie's little bag is somewhere.
Yeah, you guys took that away.
Okay, Eddie, we'll let you go second since you came up. Just lay it in front of him, Mike.
Oh, man.
I went with the whole little bag theory.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And you turned away some cowboy stuff, a cowboy's hat. But Scuba's was light, too, as a gift card.
I know.
Oh, man.
Cowboy hat and
I can touch it now?
Cowboy girl stuff.
Go ahead. Open it up. It's in a little white
bag. Oh, my gosh. There's, like, nothing in there. It's like a feather.
So would a gift card would be like a feather.
Or a gummy bear.
That's true. Could be either one.
Or a damn chip.
Go ahead.
I'm not even looking in, Bones.
Reaching in the bag.
Paper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. There's a box.
What is that?
No!
A rat box.
Oh my God, I think that's the
present.
Oh God, I do think
it's the same thing.
I think I've seen
oh my God.
The gummy bear.
Ah! Ah!
Yes!
Yes! That's what I'm talking about! Hey, listen!
Eat it!
Eddie?
I got the little nitro gummy bear.
Oh man, I bet you're gonna miss that.
Eddie got
cool
spicy.
Cool cowboy's hat I got you.
It's getting hot in here.
Eddie, I need you.
Yes!
Just open it up and get it ready.
Okay, don't eat it. Just get it ready.
Just get it ready.
This is so dumb.
I mean, I feel for him, but also, I'm
Lunchbox,
like,
come on up and grab yours and just walk it back over to your desk because it's going to take a minute for Eddie to come back to life.
So dumb.
Now, you've chosen, of the four that are up here, you chose this one. You can take it to your seat. You can take your seat.
Can I take my seat?
Yeah, take your seat.
All right. I want to pick it up. Yep. Woo! Come to daddy. Oh, boy.
Get it.
Oh, that's a lot. That's bricks of cash. That is
heavy.
God. It's heavy?
What if
it's
it is?
Bricks of cash.
All these are.
Man, do I need to trade this?
All these are luxury items.
This dude.
Lunchbox. I tell you what. Before you open it.
Oh man.
Okay.
Before you open it. Pick one in my bag.
Oh my gosh.
Woo!
Give me your wallet.
What is he doing?
$500 bill.
What is he doing?
I will trade you for that gift.
Oh man.
This is a one-time offer. There's no negotiating.
Okay.
$120 in cash for that gift right there.
Oh, man.
It's right here in my hand. You can take it. You can have that gift. There's no more negotiating. There's also the option, if you don't like it, to trade it. But you know one of these up here is the spicy. Do you want the cash or the gift?
Give me the gift!
Okay.
Give me the gift! Oh my gosh!
Away with the money, luxury items.
It is a white box. It's got tape on all four sides on the top holding down. I got it. I already under the
Go
tape.
Ahead.
You ready me to flip this open?
Remember, yes. I told you weren't gonna like it.
Stacks of cash!
Go ahead.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, blast off!
What's in there?
First of all, it's
this is crap.
It's a Giamache tie.
What?
Who wears a tie? I'm not 12.
It is a very expensive luxury tie.
That's really nice.
And luxury face products.
Wait,
washes, scrubs.
Oh no.
You can
soaps.
Use those.
This is crap, man. You said it was luxury.
All that is luxury stuff.
This is a joke gift.
It's brand name, dude.
That's really nice face stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, my nice, face Amy? Is already pretty dang nice.
Okay, Lunchbox, so you can keep that.
Oh, wow.
I left the tie on it. I left the price tag on it, so I didn't think I was messing with them.
Yeah.
But
who would pay that for a tie?
Exactly.
People that like luxury.
Luxurious people.
Lunchbox.
Where'd you get this face stuff, man?
You can keep it.
All right, maybe take this back.
Take it.
You could. You can keep it or you can trade it for one of these. Need an answer.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
You had the cash. I gave him the offer for the cash.
Yeah, but I can take this back and get cash for this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this
or
stuff,
store credit.
Yeah, this stuff's crap, man. It's absolute crap.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out on this crap. I'll trade.
Okay.
Wow.
Come on over.
Wow.
Bring that to me because
wow.
I want
this
it.
Crap.
That's the stuff I like.
That's great. Here. This is stupid.
Lay it down.
When's the last time I wore a tie?
No idea.
Exactly.
Don't touch anything.
I'm not.
What would you like next?
goodness, you guys stress me out.
We're on a clock here. We don't. Yeah, we're just not goofing around. I think.
You know what?
What?
Give me the blue bag.
Oh, he's been eyeing the blue bag.
Give me the blue bag. Blue bag. The thing I said I wasn't gonna take. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Daddy switched. Give me the blue.
Daddy.
Let's go. Daddy. Give me the blue bag.
Hey, I'll give you $100 not to take the blue bag.
Mommy.
Take the 100, dude.
Can't do this.
It's psychological warfare.
It's less than 120, but I'll give you 100 not to take the blue bag.
No. Okay? I want blue bag. Give me the blue.
Oh, no.
Man, this is great.
I feel like it's like a luxury kitchen appliance.
Oh, you want me to open it now?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah,
Scuba
that's
got
my whole
a $300 Amazon gift card. That face cream and the Thai stuff was really nice.
Yeah, it's stupid. No one uses that crap.
But it's luxury.
Yeah, here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's huge.
The big blue bag.
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
What? Wait, what is it?
What's a crap? A mini toaster oven? This isn't
no,
luxurious.
It's like an oven. It's a small, like...
Oh, that's cool.
Super...
No, I have an oven
tech,
at my house.
No, high tech. It's like a small oven that can toast and you put stuff in it.
No.
You can see inside of it.
You understand. I have an oven that I can use and look inside of.
You don't like that oven?
Oh, it's called a teeny tasty toasty.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Why would I want a mini oven when I have an oven?
Because you can do that anywhere. You can do that here.
Faster. This is for people that live in New York that don't have an oven or...
Or here. Okay, then... Well,
God,
he's not happy.
Here we are. Do you want to keep it?
No, because there's there's one more.
There's two gifts up here. You can go to the next gift.
50-50.
50-50 to get spicy, or you can keep the oven.
What are you doing? Pricing it?
I'm pricing.
Don't do that. No, Mike, don't let him do that. No. I offered you $100 for that, and you said no.
But I don't even understand.
Lunchbox, I need the answer.
I don't understand what I'd use this for.
Okay, well then you don't like it.
You to warm food up.
I would use that.
I would use it too.
Yeah. I would too.
I'd use it in my office.
I'll trade you for the gummy bear.
Lunchbox, I need an answer because we're running out of time.
I'll trade.
Okay, trading again.
Oh my gosh.
It's greeted smiles. Tis the season.
One of these things is something that... There's two. We're running out of time here, buddy.
Is anybody shocked it's Lunchbox doing this?
No. What am I going to use that crappy oven for?
Which one would you like?
I have a house with an oven.
Which one would you like?
Give me the big bag!
He wants the bag.
The little bag.
Yeah, you know why? Because Eddie had a bag and had something in it. You ain't going to do two bags with the spice.
Okay, take the bag.
Give me the bag.
Or
you want
to
offer me money?
Hmm?
You want to offer me money?
Yeah.
How much?
Let's go less. $40.
That makes me think there's chips in there.
You go less every... No, we're just going less every time. I'll give you $40 if you just leave me the bag.
Not give me the bag.
Okay, let's
give
go
me
to
the bag. Give me the bag. Let's go. Let's go!
Just stay right there and open it.
He's going to go to his desk. We're rolling here, buddy. How long, Ray, have we been on the air?
Niner.
Okay, good. We got like four minutes left.
Oh.
And... No, you've chosen it. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
What did you feel?
It's a chip.
Go ahead, open it.
It's a chip.
It is.
How do you know? No. Pull it out. Don't think it is immediately. Pull it out.
Oh.
Pull it out.
Wait.
Oh.
Exactly.
It's the chip.
You know for
God.
Sure.
Open it up.
I'm like dizzy from laughing.
Stupid chip! Say it!
All that!
Why does the world hate me?
Okay, so Lunchbox, you got the chip. Eddie's got the gummy bear.
Can I open that big one and see what's in there?
Nope, leave it.
Sit down.
I'll trade you.
No. I offered you $120, $100, $40, and you said no to all that money.
You said it was luxurious items, and you gave me crap. You gave me face lotion.
It's luxury and a very expensive tie that you could have taken back. By the way, had you just done that, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But you're too good to even take it back
you
to the store.
You would have gotten probably over $250 from probably Nordstrom.
Cash. So here's what we're going to do.
Man.
Can we roll the dice?
For what?
So if you two would like to compete.
Yeah, I like it.
One
I
person
like it.
Can eat both.
Whoa.
Another one
whoa.
Gets that white box.
Whoa.
Don't do that. No.
Somebody will die.
It's physically impossible to eat both.
Somebody will die.
You'll eat a sandwich of the chip and the gummy bear.
No.
Okay, we're going to take a... Wait, we have one more break.
The world hates me.
Yes, it does.
In the next break, you guys will eat the crap.
Okay?
All right, we'll be back in a second. Lunchbox and Eddie will eat their hot.
Wow.
Spicy Christmas. Bobby Bones Show.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, happy holidays, happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Spicy Christmas, we had the gift exchange, and three different people chose to go to the luxury items. Scuba's the only one that came out doing really well.
Yeah.
He traded his gift in, which was a t-shirt the Lunchbox gave him, for a $300 Amazon gift card. That's pretty baller.
Amazing.
I offered Lunchbox $120, just take the cash and go home. And he said, nope, I'm going to go to the... And he has the potato chip.
Yeah, I kept trading, and it did not go well.
It's the Packy... What is it called?
Packy One Chip Challenge. And the steps say, one, tongue takeover. Two, shock the senses. Three, surge of tears. Four, jolt to the gut.
Oh, my gosh.
And five, voltage overload. Great.
Eddie, that's yours, and what does it say?
Okay, Bones. Mine says Lil Nitro, like L-I-L Nitro, the world's hottest gummy bear, and it's got warning signs all over it.
Can I just tell you, I can smell the spice in my nose right now. Like, it's
this is
burn.
Your Christmas present?
I believe it.
From the gift exchange?
Can I say something?
Yeah, real
the
quick.
World hates
I just touched the gummy bear, and my fingers are burning.
We know for a fact.
This stuff hurts. End well, yeah.
So you're going to do it at the same time?
Oh, same time?
Yeah, you have milk beside you. Merry Christmas. Ray, can you get some Christmas music on? Because I feel I'm in the Christmas mood right now.
This is not going to be good.
Here we go. Lunchbox Eddie. Lunchbox with the chip. Eddie with the gummy. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, I'm going to take it like a pill.
Lunchbox oh, my gosh. Chip. Oh,
Eddie
my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, my mouth on fire.
I don't even think I can laugh because I know how painful it is.
Like I that. Just... Oh, my God. I just swallowed it and it's stuck in my throat.
Oh my God.
There's milk, Eddie. There's milk, Eddie.
Ah!
Lunch.
Guys, it's past my tongue.
Ah!
Now my chest is burning.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Holy.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
Dude, my throat is on fire.
No, my I think the top layer of my tongue's coming off.
From the chip? You think it's like burning off?
Burning.
My heart is racing. I'm not going to make it, Bones.
Oh my God.
Like death?
Like my heart's racing.
But you're not going to make it like death? Here's
the problem. I swallowed it and now my throat and my chest is burning.
He's got a tear out of his eye.
Who's crying? Who's crying?
Eddie.
Oh, you are crying. Is it that hot?
I don't know because I don't taste it, but my body's freaking out.
Yeah, that happens.
Like my tongue is fine. I'm good with my mouth. It's my throat and my chest right now, and I can feel it moving across my body.
I'm worried about
it. I love that Phil Collins song. I can feel it moving.
Hey guys, no. Worry about me too. Good gosh. Eddie's not the only one dying.
This is not good. It's got to be destroying my insides right now.
Well, Lunchbox has a... Like, that is an aggressive Got Milk ad. Lunchbox is in the middle of right now. He's, like, pouring it on his face. You good?
What the crap?
Eddie is sitting tall and quiet.
Because I can feel it,
and Lunchbox
dude.
Is bent down.
Lunchbox's face is so red.
Oh, my God.
The crazy thing is, Lunchbox could have had $120, but instead he's eating and being miserable.
Oh, my God.
What'd you learn about selfishness, Lunchbox?
Oh, the world hates me.
Oh.
Oh!
This sucker's hitting my stomach right now.
My tongue is
I taste it too. It's just in the
something.
Air.
Oh.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
No.
My stomach's
bubbling.
Can't
leave me like this.
We gotta do the dance party. We've punted it a little bit. We gotta do the dance party.
Eddie's
and give
like
you time.
That person that is so nauseous they can't really move.
Oh, he's
like,
sitting up quiet, trying to be as still as possible.
Oh my God, right. My tongue, guys.
And Lunchbox is the opposite.
My body's freaking out right now. Like,
who cares about your body? My tongue is about to fall out of my mouth.
Well, I mean, both of y'all are in pain.
No, I'm not
Do you
in
wish
pain.
You wouldn't have been selfish and just kept the gift the person got for you?
No, my gift sucked.
Yeah, I'm good.
Lunchbox, I like your gift. I'm gonna wear this.
No, I gave a good gift. I gave a good gift. Eddie gave me a stupid book that said, don't be a D.
Okay.
Read it.
But Scoob got $300, so he won. Yeah.
Oh, my
Okay, guys, Merry Christmas.
No, this is not good.
We'll do the dance party. We'll
I
come
feel like
back.
I'm going to pay for this in like 30 minutes.
You are.
Oh, my God.
Everybody, thank you for listening. We're going to play this song here. Spicy Christmas, a success. Good job, everybody.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Electra, Texas. A woman was upset with police, so she showed up at the police station with five-gallon buckets of human...
Oh, no way. Oh, oopy, oopy, poopy.
Five-gallon
buckets?
Five-gallon buckets.
I thought he was stuttering.
Me world? Too.
Or then I thought it was like that Sonic $5 foot. But no, five, that's 25.
Five-gallon buckets.
So what?
And they said, what are you doing? She said, I'm here to drop them off, dumped them off, and drove away. And when they got her license plate and said, hey, you need to come clean this up, she goes, ain't my problem.
I have a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How do you collect five?
I think it's one and two. I don't want to get too gross.
Okay.
But it's a little easier than, but that's a lot. That's a lot of time. It's an investment.
She must hate this. Patient or she collected from multiple people.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't like it. Okay.
Ugh. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
He's gagging.
It's time to spill the tea.
Let's spill the tea.
Okay.
So this is a segment where somebody wants to rat on somebody else.
Everybody looks around. Yeah, like, who's about to talk?
Who usually gets the tea spilled on them?
Me or Lunchbox.
Who spills the tea mostly?
Me.
Me or Lunchbox.
Or Eddie or Lunchbox.
Yeah. I will say the tea spiller is not Eddie.
Love it.
Well, you that means that, you though. Got tea
hey,
coming to
you. You never know. I've got a lot of tea.
The tea spiller is not Lunchbox.
Amy, you better
What?
Not.
Amy, don't.
What do you have?
I don't know. Do I have
the tea spiller? Is not Amy. It's Morgan number two.
Okay.
Oh. Morgan's bringing the tea. Morgan, what's the tea?
Well, listen, I've got some tea to spill on Eddie.
What now?
We all heard about you playing the guitar in the other room, and you always saying you have so much work to do, and you taking these multiple breaks. Well, I caught you in the parking garage yesterday playing with the football by yourself.
Okay, see, this
yeah, so let me
While
this
you should have been working on your videos.
Let me set this up. Good.
Gosh, the football.
So, yes, we've, yes.
Yeah.
We've already talked about the football.
Wait, way early this morning. However, this is a different wrinkle. I like it. Eddie will be up here till 2 or 3. He's like, I just have to work all day, all the time.
I'm so
nonstop.
Busy.
Nonstop. Well, Lunchbox recorded Eddie playing guitar with some of the audio guys, just singing songs. And he's like, this is what he does. He doesn't go home. He just stays up here and goofs around. And we said, give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he's tired. So Morgan sees you in the parking lot alone playing with your Dallas Cowboys football?
Yes. Okay, so everybody needs a break at work, right?
Are you imagining you're in a game or something?
Some people
have
cigarette breaks. Some people go for a walk around the block just to get out, get some fresh air. I have the football that I got from the Dallas Cowboys game.
Yes, you take it everywhere now.
I carry it everywhere I go.
Morgan, how was he playing by himself?
Like, he was tossing it into the air. He was, like, going, like, back and forth. Like, he was going to throw the football. He was acting like he was going to punt it. Like, every
alone?
Fake scenario you think could happen is what he was doing.
Was he dodging defenders?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get real with you guys? So, growing up, I didn't have a lot of friends, and that's what I would do.
He's bringing the
sob story. No, me too.
He's trying to bring a sob story.
We all imagine things.
I threw the football to myself. I would kick field goals between two palm trees down in South Texas. That was my life. So now that I have this football with me all the time, I needed a 5-minute break. I went in the little parking garage and just threw it up in the air, try to throw it up and run for a little pass. Hey, it's just my way of just releasing stress.
That's a practice football that we took from the Dallas Cowboys game when we were there.
Oh my goodness.
And I thought he was going to give it to his kids.
No, my kids can't touch this.
I didn't know it was really for you.
Mm-hmm. See, it was given to me as a souvenir. So, Bones, I carry this everywhere I go until the Cowboys win the Super Bowl.
No, until they lose a game.
Well, you know. That's the
deal we made on the show.
Right.
Okay, Morgan, thank you. I didn't know that you were seriously out of control. I thought it was like a bit.
No, man. I take it everywhere I go.
Well, and let me add, during our commercial break just a minute ago, he came running around the corner like he was running to play with the football and almost slammed right into me.
Yeah, same. I opened a door and he came hurling through with the ball like he was going to ram me.
Not purposefully. They're like defenders. I was trying to avoid them.
But he's so busy, man. Don't give him any extra work. He's swamped, guys.
I'm sorry, buddy.
What?
I'm sorry they're making fun of you because I know the inner child in you is really working overtime.
Thank
and
you,
I like
dude.
That.
Thank you.
I thought it was a bit. I didn't realize he was this obsessed.
Just mind your own business.
We're done. Hope you guys, thank you for being here all week long. We had a great week of shows. You can also go to 25 Whistles, our football podcast. There's a new episode of that. The Jerry Jones special is up as well over there. Chris Tomlin's on the Bobbycast. Amy's got Four Things, The Sore Losers. There's just a lot for you, and I hope you check it out if you get bored. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.